clear. It's all real over here, I got no fear.
Can you hear me? Hello, Seth? Also, listeners, you're welcome to call in if you have attended one of our gatherings or if you're just interested in doing that. We would be happy to talk with you and to let you know what we've experienced. And basically, the reason I'm doing this is because I've noticed something as we've gone out to do all these things that's been really heartwarming. And that's that people are really ready. We are ready to step up, and we're ready to start doing some stuff, aren't we, Madeline?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, it's been, we're out there doing it. Madeline keeps going, you know what, everybody's talking about this stuff. Nobody's doing it. I said, what are you talking about? We're out there doing it. Basically, what we're doing, in case you're a first-time listener, is we're traveling around the country doing these quantum vortex tours. And we're setting everything up, and we're creating a zero-point field using scalar technology and a few other things, sacred geometry and lights and sound and, you know, all that stuff. And by doing that, we have been able to do a few things that that have been pretty interesting. We've gotten some amazing pictures, pictures of orbs, of faces coming out of the vortex, of some strange things we can't explain. Actually, we can't explain any of it. but we go ahead and we talk about it anyway. And so the main thing that we're doing, though, is we're hooking people up with the grid of unconditional love. And I can't tell you how many people I've heard lately, just in the last couple of months, everybody's saying, people, everybody has to wake up now because we're about to go into Nazi America. You know, the people that own the world are poised to drop the hammer on us, and, you know, it seems like nobody's doing anything about it. And so unless you want to be part of the slave class, well, we have been, but unless you want to continue being part of the slave class, you got to stand up and say, no, enough. Enough of the nonsense, enough of the crap, you know, enough of us dying so that they could make more money. That's just not acceptable. So what we're doing with this stuff is we're helping people to find the courage, to find the, the intestinal fortitude, and to find what it is that they're supposed to be dealing with. My thing to deal with is obviously going out there and waking up as many people as I can, and Madeline's too. And, you know, I can't say what anybody out there is going to have to deal with. I don't know. Each one of us has so many different talents and abilities. So basically, you know what I always say, do whatever's in front of you to do. And if it's not in front of you to do, then it's obviously not yours. But anything that comes up in front of you that catches your attention, that you feel strongly about and that you can do something about, that's what you need to step into and do. And I'm talking about righting the wrongs. I'm talking about no longer allowing big government and big pharma and the FDA and the AMA and the food industry and all of these conglomerates that are owned by the people that own the world to continue to poison us. You know, say no to vaccinations. They're poison. Say no to all the food additives. You know, I forget the number of additives that are allowed now that they don't even have to tell you are in your food. And yeah, the stuff tastes good. The problem is it's mind control stuff. Same thing with the TV. If you're mindlessly watching TV, you're mind-controlled. I mean, the evidence is out there. This is not something that just popped out, and it's in my imagination. There are scientific studies detailing all this stuff. And, you know, the loyal listeners know I've been bringing this to you for several years now. But now is the time when we have to step up and we have to say, no, no more. You're not going to charge me for this crap. I'm not going to allow you to put it into my body, and I refuse to be mind controlled. And, you know, for some people it's going to be real hard to get out of. They need deprogrammers because they've been fractured. And I was listening to somebody the other day that said there's something like 14,000 subpersonalities that they can program into you in this matrix from fracturing your consciousness, and they do that with trauma. Now, this show is not about that. You know, and you guys that are BBS listeners, you probably know all about this stuff by now. And you know, I've had a couple of people on that talked about how they do the mind control and that, yes, it is real. So we're out there now doing a process that helps to wake people up. And I know that a lot of you that listen have been to some of the Vortex gatherings. And we're getting set to go and do another one tomorrow and then another one next weekend. So, you know, we're still busily at it. And I know that a lot of you that have attended these things have actually had quite a few differences in your lives. And so if you'd like to call in, we'd love to hear from you and just let the people know that, yeah, this stuff really does work. There's some interesting things going on. And Madeline and I were talking the other day. We had a really good turnout. Each one is getting bigger and better and more popular. And we had people there who are so hungry to know the truth. You know, people that have seen some of these things I'm talking about, that have done their spiritual homework, and are really ready. And, you know, when I talk to them about what's going on and, you know, what each one of us has to do as far as our own responsibility, everybody's saying, yeah, people have to wake up. We have to take responsibility. And people are connecting with the love. And we just did it for some people that were humoring us, basically, you know, but kind of, you know, wanted to know what it was all about and really aren't into this world that we're into. And actually, they took it pretty well. And I said, well, you know, worst case scenario, you're going to feel pretty relaxed. But the thing that was interesting to me was they actually felt the love. And for people who are not in tune with the energy, you know, not used to going around feeling the energy and things, I thought that was quite good. Wouldn't you say, Madeline?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was interesting because a couple of them were elderly and very much into religion, and yet they recognize that what we're presenting is about the unconditional love. And it's all about, you know, something that's beyond anything that religion can bring to you. But we're not denigrating religion. You know, we're just saying, you know, if you have to have that, that's fine. But let's go beyond that. You know, let's step outside of the box and let's see what God really has planned for us and who we really are. So we had some pretty interesting things. Madeline was talking to some people at the last gathering that we did. I think we had, 20-some people there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a pretty good-sized gathering for somebody's house. So what did you notice that was a little bit different this time, Madeline?
Which party?
On the one we did at Noelle's house.
Well, the people were very receptive with it. They were releasing a lot. They were manifesting a lot. They were praying a lot. And they were just enjoying the experience.
Yeah, it seemed to me like they were pretty good at going on. Didn't I have to stop them?
Yeah.
The Chicago group, I think, can identify with that. You know, sometimes you all go on for like an hour or so for each one of the rounds that we do.
They were beat in Chicago, though.
You think?
Yeah, if I believe it.
Yeah, I think so. It was over an hour, I think, just for the first round of release. And, boy, they were going for it. And it was really interesting to see the change in the people's faces. And we had a couple people that had been at the one at the Unity Church the week before. And they came back, and, you know, a couple people said, well, you know, we just do this once. And I said, no, you do it as much as you can. Because the more you do it, the more you're going to release. And the more you're going to move into, you know, the instantaneous manifestation. So did you notice the difference in their faces, Madeline?
Which ones? At the on Friday night?
Yeah, on the Friday night one. Did
yeah.
you see that there was a difference in their faces and they were kind of softer?
Yes.
Yeah.
From when they came in. And Berks County people are a group of people that are great people, but it was surprising. I lived here all my life to find that so many people were really open to this because when we got here, I said, Valerie, I don't know.
Yeah. Or she goes into that Pennsylvania accent. I've been cracking up going, Melon, I had no idea you had a Pennsylvania accent.
Well, we're here in Pennsylvania Dutch country, so that's what we got to do. Wake up the folks.
Yeah, and they've been really great. We've been having a great time out here, and it's been quite interesting to see the level of awakening that's going on across the country. So I guess the reason I'm telling you guys this is I'd like you to have hope. Please do have hope. You know, and I talked with one of my buddies that's a physicist a couple weeks ago, and he said, oh, we're all screwed. He said, there is nothing we can do. They're bringing the hammer down on us. Nobody's going to escape. And, you know, just try to enjoy life for whatever time you have left because, you know, pretty soon nobody's even going to know what's going on because of the mind control. And I said, no, I don't believe that. I don't believe that for a second because I've seen the difference. I've seen them, you know, trying to utilize the mind control on a major portion of the populace. I have seen that when you have your connection with God, they can't control you. And so it's heartening to me to see that there's a whole lot of people out there that they can't control. And you know, there's more of us than there are of them, which is why the mind control came into being in the first place, because they had to figure out some way to control these billions of people with, you know, 1,000 people or so that own the world and are really involved in, you know, kind of raping and pillaging as much as they can. So the thing that's nice about this travel that we're doing is that we are actually able to see the awakening. And it's heartening for me because I've been talking about this stuff for a long time. And, you know, I've known about a lot of these things for 30 or 40 years and tried to tell people, and they all told me I was crazy. And those of you that know me know that I've never let that stop me. So I just continue on. But, you know, it gets disheartening at a certain point because you think you're the only one out there. And you might see somebody that's written a book or given a talk or something, but, you know, you don't see the masses. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm seeing the masses now.
We're like the apostles.
Yeah, except there's only two of us. Don't we have to have at least 12 or something?
Well, then Virgin Mary and Mary Magdalena.
Oh, yeah, that must be it. We're doing the best that we can, you know, just trying to lighten everything up here and get people into the reality and out of the matrix. And, you know, it's tough. And so I so okay, here we are. We're back. Sorry about that. We had a little interference there. And, you know, that kind of stuff happens when you're talking about these things. So, we'll go on now. So, as I was saying, we're seeing that across the United States, people are waking up and they're getting ready, and people are mad. You know, we're not going to take it anymore. And the way that we can get past all this stuff is that we have to, we have to get connected with that unconditional love grid. We have to stay connected. We have to be able to really reach out to all of the others on that grid in a moment's notice, or sometimes without a moment's notice. We just have to be able to go on. Then we got to stop whatever's happening that's not right. You know, write your congressman, write your Senate, write everybody, even though they are doing exactly what they're told by the people that own the world. And that's a, you know, a handful of people, 13 major families, and, you know, quite a few minor ones. But anyway, the whole problem is we have to get together, all of us. We have got to be unified in what we're doing, and the best way to unify is to be connected with this unconditional love grid. So what we're seeing with people now, as they do the vortex things, is we're seeing the opening of the heart chakra. We're seeing the opening of the mind. We're seeing the unconditional love flowing, and people being reminded that the most important thing in life is that love. The love that we have for each other, the love that we have for the God, the prime creator of everything, the love that we have for the Mother Earth. You know, that's the important stuff. All this other crap, you know, whether or not you can pay your mortgage, whether or not you have the latest car, the best clothes, that's all illusory. You know, that stuff is planted in you. You're programmed to want all that stuff because it keeps you busy. It keeps you working like busy little beavers, you know, nice little slaves. And you can't look up, you can't do anything else because you're so busy just trying to make it. And I'm saying it's time for everybody to stop doing that and just look around and go, enough. It's enough. You know, we really need to get everybody woken up. So, like I said, we're noticing it. And one of the things that was really interesting is we had a girl that was at one of our last parties. And she said, you know, I'm doing a speech. It's a persuasive speech. And I have to persuade people that spirits exist. And we're looking at her going, okay, and do you want us to do what? We're both, Madeline and I are looking at each other going, okay, and she had a new camera and she wasn't used to it, and she said, well, you know, I want some pictures of orbs. And I said, well, we have lots of pictures of orbs. She said, no, I have to take them myself so that I can prove to people that this exists. And we're kind of looking at her and looking at ourselves and going, scratching our heads and going, well, what are we going to do? So I thought, well, we have all these people of higher consciousness sitting here right now that haven't left yet. So I said, hey, everybody, come on back in here and sit in the beam and concentrate on orbs.
But and don't get beamed up.
Yeah. We didn't want anybody to get beamed up without us. Yeah, don't leave us down here. So we had everybody sit down in the group again, and they concentrated on orbs, and we got really bright, multicolored orbs. Not the usual kind that you see. You know, usually when you see orbs, you see kind of like a transparency. And you might see them in multiple colors, but you see them, you know, with different little geometric patterns inside of them. And they're kind of faint, you know, and they might have a little notch out on one end or be flat on the bottom or something, like they're popping out of something. But they're not usually really bright. Well, we got some bright ones, and we got all different colors. And they're all over the place, just in this circle of people that are kind of meditating on orbs in the beam. So this girl was thrilled. And I was going, way to go, guys. I'm really impressed. And what we got also from that particular little group that we had is what looks like the face of Jesus Christ. Now, we've had that appear in the very first video that we did that sent us on this whole trip, but this was really interesting because it was just really unexpected. You know, it was not presented in the same way that the other face was. And, you know, we get faces and things each time usually. So this was really interesting. We also got what looks like a sideways figure of a guy standing there and kind of looking back, looks like what you would expect God to look like. But looking back towards the center of this, it looks like a sun. It's really interesting. And one of the points that I've been making with people is, you know, we have lasers. Laser is coherent light. And I've asked several engineers and physicists, how can laser light be split up? And they look at me like I'm crazy, and they say, well, it can't. You know, laser light is coherent. And so if it's red, it's red. If it's green, it's green, and that's it. Well, ours are not that way. Ours are white and blue and green and red and gold, and then we get like flame letters written in the air that only show up on the film, and you know, that we don't see with our eyes. We get energy firing out of the center of these things. We get all kinds of interesting things. So of course, each time that we do it, we get all excited, and everybody brings their cameras, and then they all run over to my computer afterwards, and we start putting the memory chips in and downloading the pictures to see what we have. So it's been quite fascinating. And one of the things that we've noticed, too, is more dimensional pictures. And by that, I mean you'll see two and three faces of somebody, and they're all looking in different directions. And that's kind of a fun thing to see. That's the overlap of the dimensions. So we're getting more of those, not just taken by us, but taken by other people. We're getting instantaneous healings. We had in the church group, we had two ladies that had some, you know, pretty severe pain. And the one lady said, oh, my gosh. She said, my shoulder started to hurt so bad. And she said, you know, I just was almost ready to scream out. It was so intense. And she said, all of a sudden, when I thought I couldn't take it anymore, it just went. It's gone. Totally. And so that was kind of cool. And we had another lady. Where is that other lady's pain? Do you remember? Mm-hmm. I can't remember. She said it was her back or her shoulder or something.
Someone had pain across the shoulder.
Mm-hmm. Well, there was that first one that had the shoulder pain. And then the one across the circle from her had some kind of pain. I'm trying to remember what it was now. Yeah, everybody's got a pain. Get to be our age, you have pains everywhere. Especially when you're traveling around in the cold, you know.
Lots of people have knee problems.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's another thing. Lots of people with knee problems. And if you look at Louise Hay's stuff, you know, the whole knee thing is that, you know, you're afraid of moving forward or somebody's trying to hold you back or something else. Oh, which reminds me. We need to get out of the whole victim mode. Now, I know I just told you all these things that are being done to us, but one thing that I forget to mention sometimes is you can know that it's going on, but you have to stay out of victim mode. If you think you're a victim, then you're not going to be able to change things. And so, you know, that's one reason why we're out doing all this stuff, is to show people we're not victims. We can change the world now, right now, every one of us. Because we have a lot more power in love than the dark side has in greed. But they're going to try to get everybody into fear, massive fear. You know, probably when you see UFOs coming at us, they'll tell us this big scenario about how, you know, it's an invasion force and we all have to rally together and we have to have one world government because these things are invading us. And when in reality, it's our own government with the spaceships. You know, and I used to laugh because you could go sit out in Las Vegas, look out to the north with the binoculars and see them practicing their maneuvers with the spaceships every night, you know, from about 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Anybody that wanted to watch them could go do that. So, you know, they keep acting like this is all a big secret, you know, and it turns out most of the abductions that have happened that have been horrendous have been done by our government. Isn't that interesting? So there's a lot of things going on there. So, you know, the main thing is stay out of fear, refuse to take what they're trying to do, refuse to be a victim. You know, and I'm seeing people that are going, yeah, you know, we are more powerful. Let's bring that love to bear. Love can pretty much wipe out legions of negative energies. You just have to know that. And so I'm here to tell you that there is nothing anybody can do to you as long as you stay in love. And enjoy. And that's why I give you these little meditations and things that I give you and give you these little pep talks and things like that. And it's working. I can't tell you how many people we've seen from these groups that we see them come in and they're fearful and they're worried. And when they leave just a couple hours later, they're standing tall. You know, they're coming back to the truth of who they are. And that's a powerful thing. You know, and I can't say it's all us that does it. You know, we set the thing up and we call in the big guns, as I call them. You know, we call in the quantum energies that are highest consciousness that we can reach. And, you know, you would call them angels and, you know, guides and guardians and things. We bring those beings in, but what happens has nothing to do with us. It has to do with each person that's there. And it has to do with what is important for them to be able to get out of the whole thing.
Maybe if we're doing all these groups in Pennsylvania because it's the birthplace of America.
Ooh, good point.
And we're birthing this into creation here.
That's it. Here we go. That's right. The birthplace of independence, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
So here we are. And we wonder why we couldn't get out of here, you know. I know I've talked with a couple of you guys in the last couple of weeks, and you know, we've had a few adventures here that have been interesting. Every time we think we're going to leave, somebody else pops up and says, oh, can you do a group over here? And so we just truck our little stuff over there, and we do what has to be done. And it's been quite interesting. It's been interesting in that it's heartening, for one thing, because we get to see that people are waking up. And it's gratifying to know that what we're bringing to people is so appreciated. You know, we keep getting people that just keep writing and calling and saying thank you so much for what you've done, because it's made such a huge difference in their lives.
And the people at the Celebration of the Spirit Church, they were all fabulous, wonderful people.
Yeah, that was awesome. We had like half of a church group that showed up, and just from a talk that I had done at their Sunday gathering, and they were just, I mean, they were way in tune. You know, that was really nice. And they get it. They totally get it. And, you know, all I can say about that is, wow, how cool is that, that we get to have that kind of a job, to see those kinds of people, to see the quality of the people that are out there and that their hearts are open. That's what I love. That's the most fun part. And then, of course, Madeline just gets her thrills, you know, doing all these photographs.
Well, I even missed the face in the last group of pictures. Have you seen that face before?
No, that's why I tell people I'll look at them later.
I know.
Yeah.
Like,
you have to kind of look at some of these things close up, and then you see something in there, and you go, wow, who knew? You know, because if you took a normal picture of these things without anything going on, you wouldn't see these things.
Of course, when we sit and look at the pictures.
Now, we're not drinking or anything when we do that. Lest you think that something funny's going on, we just sit here and we just enjoy ourselves looking at the pictures. You know, it's just really interesting.
And everybody else we come into contact with has to look at the pictures, too.
Oh, yeah, we drive people crazy. We go, hey, look at this. But the thing that's really fun, you guys, is when I show people the PowerPoint presentation I put together for New York, and it's just a quick thing that compares quantum physics with some of the things that we're getting. And when I show that to people, they are just astounded. And then they want to see more, and they want to feel what that really feels like. So that's been really interesting, too. And that was kind of a real hurried thing that I threw together at the last minute. But it explains a little bit about what's happening. Now, for those of you who are physicists and engineers and things like that, I absolutely welcome your opinion on some of this stuff, because I really don't know what it is. You know, I can tell you what I feel, and I can tell you what's happening spiritually. But from a scientific standpoint, all I get from people so far is, that's impossible. You can't get those pictures. And we just kind of laugh and go, really? Well, here they are. We've got tons of them. So that's
just space for the computer.
Yeah, we're going to have to buy a couple external drives to handle all the photos. So it's been really fascinating watching this going on, and fascinating watching the changes in people. It's like so many people are going, oh, yeah, I'm tired of this stuff. You know, I'm not going to deal with it anymore. And people are just kind of girding their loins, as they say, and getting ready to ply the sword of love and to really, I guess, it's not so much that anybody wants to take over. It's more that everybody's deciding what their responsibility is and what they might like to do. So that's been quite interesting. We've talked to a couple of people that did the Vortex Gathering, I guess it was about a month ago or so, and they're continuing to have things happen and continuing to make great strides and kind of being pointed more on their path. And the thing I love about this whole thing is that it's so gentle. You know, it's not me trying to force any of this stuff down anybody's throat. It's me just saying, here, we're going to do some release, some forgiveness, some prayer, unconditional love, and manifestation. And then we do it, and things work. You can't get much more simple than that. Well, I guess it could be simple. I could just put them in the room and walk away like I used to do. That would be simple.
Then they forget what to do.
Yeah, then they forget what to do, so we kind of have to be there for them, you know. But it's really interesting seeing, just seeing the feelings, you know, and feeling how they drop this stuff. You guys that see auras, you know, when somebody releases, there's all this dark stuff that just goes away from them. And that's really neat. I love that stuff, you know, and it really shows the healing. And it really shows, you know, that something's really happening. And now we can measure that stuff, too. You know, if I measure with the resonant field imaging detector, what I get is I get, you know, different colors and frequencies that actually kind of show, you know, what's being released or what's changing. And I can measure, you know, the color of the aura, what it's changed to. Like when I did the study on the room a couple years ago, we found that whatever it was that somebody wanted was what it got changed to. So, for instance, if you needed some kind of physical help, whether it was health or money or a house or food, you know, something like that, you might come in and your auric colors and your first, second, and third chakras would be, you know, usually a mucky brown or a mustard yellow or maybe a muddy green or something like that, or gray. And when you left, you would have vibrant, glowing red on all three chakras. The reason you would have that color is because that's the color of physical vitality. And so anything on the material plane would be that color. So we saw those kinds of changes happening, you know, when I was measuring the changes when I had it up in the office. Now, we don't go and measure any of that stuff while we're out on the road. For one thing, it's just too much of a pain in the butt. We've got enough equipment to haul around. I have it with me, but I don't do it. Because then I have to put on the little lab coat. It has to be 100% cotton. I have to have 100% cotton gloves on. You know, and after you've used the detector for a while, you have to take the gloves off and change them. And, you know, I mean, it just gets to be too much of a pain in the butt to bother with. But you know, I just want you guys to know there is scientific basis for what's going on here. But the basis of the whole thing is that we're hooking up with love. And we're hooking up with the reality of who we are as beings. And that's the important thing. You know, it's not the material stuff. It's not, you know, what kind of car you drive or what clothes you wear or anything like that. All that stuff's fun. But you've been programmed to want that stuff and to feel that you need it because it keeps you busy. And at some point in your spirituality, you get to the point where you go, you know what, this is just stuff. What's really important? What do I really have to have? And what you have to have are the basics. You need food, you need shelter, you need water and air. You know, you need some clothing so that you're comfortable and safe. You need to be kept well. That's what you really need. All this other stuff, these are wants. And there's nothing wrong with having wants as long as they're your wants. You know, where did they come from? You know, you heard me talk before with Richard Allen Miller about the non-local mind. You know, the mind that the desires come from is not even in your brain. So where's it coming from? That's something to keep you awake at night. but I submit that it is your consciousness, and it's just not located in your brain. So any desires that you have that are real desires actually come from your higher self. Now, if you have frivolous desires, you know, if you get something and then you get it and you go, oh, wow, great, I've got this, and then you lose the happiness, then that wasn't really what you desired anyway. Or if you're trying to fulfill a need that you have inside with something external, that's not going to work. And the truth is, people, that everything that you need is within. Everything. You don't need to run out and buy any fancy equipment. You know, you don't need to run out and find a guru.
Does that mean I don't need a new camera?
Well, yeah, you don't need it. You don't need a new movie camera,
oh,
no.
Darn.
You might want one. And I might want you to have one so I don't have to hear the click, click, click as you try to get it closer. She drives me crazy, listeners, you know. We'll be out there and she's trying to focus up close on one of the projectors on the lights, and you hear this click, 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 and the whole thing is bouncing up and down. I get a headache trying to look at those videos, you know. So we need to find something that's a little bit easier. But anyway, it's been a lot of fun, and we've so enjoyed being with everybody. And we don't have too many minutes left yet. We didn't have any callers tonight. That was really interesting. I don't know. They're probably still trying to recover from the first part of what I had to say. But anyway.
And we put Marjorie to sleep.
We did. We put Marjorie to sleep every week. I think she lasts about 10 minutes. She has to keep listening on the archives because I keep putting her asleep. I think I do that with a lot of people. But before we sign off tonight, I just wanted to let you guys know I appreciate your comments, and I appreciate your help. Oh, it's only 22? How come we have all these different times on everything? Your computer's one time, the clock over there is another time.
Hmm. We're in a time warp.
Uh-oh, all the clocks are different again. You know, that used to happen to me in Sedona. I would set all the clocks the same time, off of the same watch, and synchronize everything, you know. And I'd be doing some kind of energetic thing, and things would get really wacky. And I'd come walking out, and every clock would be a different time in my house. And I'm not talking that they were like an hour, you know, and maybe a few minutes off. It was, no, one clock was 2 hours off, another one would be 2.5 hours off, one would be 5 hours off. And I'd walk through the house, and I'd go, what the hell happened? Like, how could that happen? And I'd have to go reset all the clocks. Or sometimes I'd just go back to bed and they'd all, you know, kind of get back to the right time somehow. So who knows? Lots of dimensional warping and shifting going on right now.
So then when we leave here, we're going to head tomorrow we're going to Maryland, and now we'll be heading down the east coast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll be going to... We'll be in North Potomac, Maryland tomorrow. And if you are in that area and would like to attend the Vortex Gathering, then give us a call at 928-301-2131 or 928-274-4949, and we'll give you the directions and the information so you can go attend the party there. Then we will be heading back and doing a gathering over in Trexler Town on the 8th in Pennsylvania. And then we're going to start heading home. So we'll be going down towards Alabama and Georgia and Florida and New Mexico. And then we'll be Texas, yep. And then we'll be... Are we going through? Yeah, I guess we are. Yeah, we got to go the southern route. And anyhow, so then we'll be back in Sedona for a few weeks to a month and go through the holidays and stuff there, and then we head off to California.
Unless somebody wants to have a New Year's Eve quantum vortex party.
Ooh.
That'd be cool.
Now that'd be something. Well, they're going to have to do it in Sedona, though. unless there's people in Florida that want us to stay there for a while or something, who knows. But no, we have to get back to Sedona. But we will be traveling around again. And we'll be doing workshops and things on creating your own quantum vortex devices And it's real simple stuff. You know, we're not talking about, you know, creating a scientist out of you.
It's not.
No, that's too much work. This has to be fun. This will be more like restoring childhood. That's a much better thing. Kids know what's going on with this stuff anyway. So we'll be doing those kinds of things. Just give us a call if you want to participate. And let's see, what else? I am now accepting applications for people who would like to be interviewed on the show. There is a fee, small fee, because we got to keep the Enlightened Medicine show going. I'm also looking for sponsors. So if you or anyone that you know would like to sponsor the show, then contact me about that. And, you know, we'll see what else happens here. But we've been having some pretty interesting things going on. So I'm very happy about that. I'm happy about the changes I'm seeing in people. I am writing a book right now on the quantum vortex experience. I'm about a third of the way through the book. And, you know, we'll see how soon I can get that kicked out, but hopefully by January. And there will be pictures in the book. And there will be, you know, explanations about how to do some of these things. And some experiences, you know, things like that. Yeah, we'll have posters also at some point, because we've got some really interesting pictures, and you can feel the energy off the pictures. So it's getting pretty exciting. And when we go back to Sedona, I'm going to whip together a bunch of my Enlightened Soul elixirs also, and start getting those out to people, because those make a huge difference. They kind of blow open your chakras so that you can connect much easier. If you are listening now and thinking about purchasing those, just know we won't back. We won't be back in Sedona until probably around Christmas time. So shipping is a little bit delayed. But other than that, what else? Any news? Any other news before we get ready to go off here? Yeah. Anything else that I needed to mention? Nuh-uh. She's too funny. Anyway, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to end a little bit short here. And
January,
February, California, Oregon, Washington, maybe Vancouver. And then we'll come back down through California. Maybe we'll do Las Vegas if anybody there wants to set up a vortex gathering. And so pretty soon we'll be heading back to Sedona, because it's getting cold out here, you know, and snowy and stuff.
Rain.
And rain. Lots of rain. We're not used to that, you know. I mean, where we've been living, it's like what they say on the radio is, oh, joy, another sunny day. Do I have a caller?
Hi, Dr. Mallory. It's Jeannie White.
Hey, Jeannie. How are you?
Fabulous. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. We're having a good time out here.
I hear.
Yeah. So you had some interesting stuff going on since the gathering?
Well, my eyes are getting better.
Good.
And I started dating, so that's the big thing.
Wow. I'd say that's pretty darn good.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And I'm pretty excited about it. Also, Christine on Sunday helped me with a process, a closed eye process, where I was able to let go a bunch of negativity.
Wow.
And it's pretty amazing how more alive I feel.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, it's just really wonderful, the energy that's, you know, still living over here in Chicagoland.
Well, that's what happens when we do these things, and, you know, you don't just wake the people up, you wake the atoms in every building up, and you wake up plants, you wake up animals, you wake up everything when you do this.
Mm-hmm.
And even though we close the vortex down so nobody has to worry about, you know, chaotic energy, you still are left with that love permeating everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the healer. So that's pretty awesome stuff.
And Rick and I started our Qigong class tonight, too. So. Oh, okay. Hold on. Rick wants to ask a question.
Okay.
Hello, Dr. Valerie.
Hello there.
Hi. I just have a question. I know there are places like in Sedona where there are natural vortexes, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, are they the same thing that you're creating
no.
almost like artificially?
No. No, it's a different thing. The vortexes that are natural on the planet are places where people have gone to worship and they go to do certain things. For instance, when you go to Bell Rock in Sedona, that's a place you go to see UFOs. And it's an outward flow. Like every 9 seconds, you can see a bolt of energy shoot up from the top of Bell Rock out into space. And so that's considered a male vortex. When you go to Red Rock Crossing, that's a female vortex. And so you do release there. When you go to Boynton Canyon, it's male and female, but it's all mucked up because there's one of the huge secret underground military bases is right underneath Boynton Canyon. And it's full of reptilians, and it's full of the secret government and all that kind of stuff, and their spaceships and everything else. So they've kind of screwed that vortex up. There's another vortex that's called Airport Mesa that's pretty public, and that is a male vortex, but that's visited by a lot of people because it's easy to get to. So those vortex energies are different. And for instance, when you go to Hawaii or you go to Argentina or Peru or anything like that, every one of the natural vortexes is different. It does give you heightened energy, but they're not meant to be lived in. And it's a different type of energy than we're creating, because we're using the scalar field to create a manifestation portal, basically, and communication. And we're also creating a zero-point field there in order to remove obstacles. So what we're artificially creating is more tuned in with our consciousness, whereas the natural vortexes are more just natural chakras of the planet. Do you get the difference?
Okay, yes. I brought up another question.
Okay.
Would someone who was well-trained in quantum physics understand how you create the vortex?
I would think so.
I mean, it's like an understandable scientific kind of a
sure.
thing that you're doing?
Sure.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's science. It's not woo-woo. It's real quantum
right.
physics.
Right. It's at the quantum physics level, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everything's waves.
Waves and particles. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it becomes what you expect.
Your mind influences. Yeah, right.
Yeah, the quantum potential is influenced by your consciousness.
Right.
And so we're creating what we want to create for a specific purpose. And we're using the quantum physics devices that Dr. Fred Bell created in order to create the atmosphere that's necessary for doing what we want. Now, it's not that you can't manifest or heal or anything without those devices. Certainly you can. But it's a little bit easier for some people to feel a field that's definite like that than it is for most people to realize that they can do it themselves. And so the reason we're traveling around with that equipment is to help people to get to that point where they can really feel it.
Training wheels.
Yeah. And I've said that for a long time. I consider those projectors to be training wheels for the enlightened. You know, it's just to remind us of the fact that we can manifest positively. You know, everybody is real good at negative manifestation. That's why the world's in a mess, because we've been programmed to use the power of our minds to create this muck that we're in. And we just stood by and let them do it to us. So we got to get out of victim mode and use that power and turn it around, because we can. And, you know, remember how to manifest positively.
I would expect that there are such things as more power with a group manifestation than by yourself.
Yes, there is.
Okay.
That's why we're doing the group thing. And we all
like
agree.
Like everyone concentrates on one specific result, let's say,
mm-hmm.
that can generate more energy or power than obviously a person by themselves.
Correct.
I read in, you know who Robert Monroe is, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Because he used to talk about how they would get together and they could actually create a beam of energy going up into the sky.
Sure.
When a bunch of individuals got into this, I don't know if they were out of body at the time or what they were exactly doing at his institute, but another interesting thing was that you had to park your car in certain places. If you parked too close to where the units were, where you did the out-of-body work, and there was a real strong out-of-body experience that night, mm-hmm. you'd come out invariably and find your battery dead.
Yeah, that happens with a lot of healers, too. They will draw the energy out of anything electronic. Rather than pulling it from the universe, from the ethers, they draw it out of what they are familiar with, you know? And it also draws the energy out of them when they do that. So I usually tell people, don't be drawing the energy out of the batteries and stuff. You know, get it from the ethers instead. Because if you open up a channel to draw the energy from something else that exists, then you've opened up a channel into yourself, which is dangerous. Whereas if you draw the energy from the ether, from the God source directly, rather than taking it from something else that exists in 3D, then it's a whole different feel. It's a higher vibratory rate. It's not something that has to be paid back, in other words. And
okay.
You're running it through you, but you're not taking it, you're not using it. You're just passing it along, and nothing of you goes with it.
Oh, I'm reading right now the big book of near-death experiences by Atwater. I don't know if you know who she is.
No, I haven't seen that one.
She had like three near-death experiences in a six-month period, and then just started investigating this, and she's talking about that. And she's talking, and I think I've heard this the same for people who've had encounters with being abducted, and people who have had near-death experiences have problems like wearing watches and being around electronics. And
I don't have any problems.
You don't understand what happens to their body, actually. Do you understand what's going on there?
Yeah. Well, we can't talk about it right now. I was signing off when you guys called
okay.
in.
Okay.
But that's a good topic for another show.
Okay,
yes,
cool.
I do kind of know what's going on, and I've had six myself, and I don't drain any watch batteries. But if my healing energy gets out of control, like when it gets upped, then I blow things out.
I can't
touch batteries or anything else. I'll pop them. But the rest of the time, I'm okay. Anyway, thank you for calling in.
Okay, we love you. Bye.
Love you guys, too. Thank you so much for calling in.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. You know I love you, and I appreciate you. And as always, until next week, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night.